السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ، أنا أحسن الله إليك.
آمين وإياكم. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، Our book today is كتاب الكبائر by الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله. In about every class, we remind us that this book is compiled regarding a verse of the Quran, where Allah said, "In tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa nudkhilukum mudkhalan karima." In tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu, if you abstain from those that are kaba'ir, from the things that we have prohibited you, نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم, will atone for your minor sins. So abstaining from kaba'ir has two rewards. The first reward is that نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم. In this verse it says, I will atone for those sins that are سيئات صغائر. Then he said, سبحانه وتعالى, وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, then we will grant you an entrance that is honorable into a place of honor. May Allah make us all from the people of Al-Jannah. So we have read a number from the first, the second, the third, to Al-Kabira to Sadisa, the sixth Kabira, the sixth major sin, from those things that Allah said, if we avoid them, نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. We will atone for your سيئات, your minor sins, and then we will grant you a honorable entrance into Al-Jannah. These things that we must avoid to gain these things are called Al-Kabair. So number six amongst them is Al-Kabira to Sadisa, that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions at as Ukuku al-Walidain. Ukuku al-Walidain is opposite of Ukuku al-Walidain. The Hukuk refers to the rights of the parents when the child obeys the parents. Ta'atul al-Walidain, when the child is nice to the parents, is kind to them. Sabirul al-Walidain. These are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Al-ihsanu ilayhima, being nice towards our parents. The opposite of all of these in a single word is called uququl walidain. We have read the verses in Surah Al-Isra, the verses in Surah Al-Luqman, the verses in Surah Al-Ankabut, the verses in Surah Al-Ahqaf, and in other places where Allah clearly prohibited uquq, being unkind, being disobedient, being worrisome, being undutiful towards parents. All of them showing that it is a major sin before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we came to the ahadith that show that uququl walidain is a very, very serious sin. In hadith number 54, which was the last hadith we read in the last class on this subject, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, wa anhu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam qal, it is also reported from the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. This hadith is from the hadith of Abu Darda. Hadith number 54. Abu Darda, Uwaymir ibn Malik al-Ansari, He reported, radiyallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, la yadukhulil jannata aakun wala mukadhibun bil qadr. La yadukhulil jannata aakun. Aakun is the one who is on okuk. The one who is aak is the one who is upon what? Okuk. Okuk is disobedience. When the parents say come, he says, no, I'm not coming. When the parents say keep quiet, you continue to talk. When the parents say don't go, then you go. When the parents say come, then you refuse to come. When the parents say hold on, you refuse to hold on. All of these all come under ukuk. These are from the aspects of ma'asiyah, clear-cut disobedience to parents. May Allah protect us. So aakun liwalidayhi, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, la yadkhulil jannah. Such a person will not enter al-jannah. And this means two things. The first one, la yadkhulil jannata mutlaqan. He will absolutely not enter al-jannah at all. He will be from the people of the fire forever. How? If he thinks that uququl walidin is lawful, there is nothing wrong in disobeying parents. It is lawful to disobey your parents. Allah did not say we should not disobey parents. If he considers it lawful to disobey parents, he considers it appropriate to disobey parents, he considers it not contradictory to the injunction of Allah to disobey parents. This is from the aspects of kufr, because it is from the aspects of calling to be halal something that is clearly haram by the clear-cut text from the Quran and the hadith and the ijma' of the ummah. So this his behavior is from the aspects of disbelief in Allah. Which behavior is that? For a person to think that it is lawful, it is appropriate, it does not contradict the Quran, just leave me alone. It is lawful. Things like this, it is from the aspects of kufr. So when it says la yadkhul al jannah, this kind of a person forever and ever he will be in jahannam, because it is from the aspects of kufr. The second meaning of la yadkhul al jannata aakun here in this hadith means that he will first of all be punished in jahannam first. So at the beginning, when people Allah has granted his favor, he tells them udkhul al jannah. Go into al-jannah, all of you. This kind of a person who is aakun liwalidayhi, very disobedient to his parents, very undutiful to his parents, is always making his parents go sad. There are children like this. Each time their father talks to them, he goes sad. He goes angry. He's consumed and sadness. Why? Because of the rudeness of the child, because of the disobedience of the child, because of the nonchalance of the child towards serving the parents. This kind of a thing is from the uquq of walidain. Sometimes parents think about their children and they cry out of sadness this boy or girl has brought to them. These days, a major aspect of uququl walidain is to abandon the parents. Many brothers and sisters have abandoned their parents in the name of seeking greener pastures. They have abandoned practically their parents, and the parents no longer feel any sense of togetherness. And unfortunately, in the next 10 years, one of the things that will kill old people fastly is loneliness. Because even some people, while they're with their parents, they are busy on their telephones, not to say when they are far away from their parents. So many parents have started to suffer from loneliness. All of these are from the aspects of uququl walidain. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, la yadkhulil jannata aqun, the one who is aqun li walidayhi, disobedient and undutiful to his parents, la yadkhulil janna. We have explained the meaning of that expression. Likewise, wala mukathibun bil qadar, likewise the one who belies preordainment, qadar. He does not believe that Allah has preordained, and Allah has preordained all things. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna khalaqna kulla shay'in biqadarin. We created all things biqadarin, according to the preordainment. It says, wa khalaqa kulla shay'in faqaddarahu taqdeera. Allah created all things and gave them ordained measurements. All of these go to affirm al-qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established this al-qadr. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned it from the usul of the iman of anyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, akhbirni anil iman, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam explained what iman is to Jibreel. And from the things he gave in that explanation was that wa an tu'mina bil qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi. So if a person comes to say there is nothing such as qadar, the human beings determine what they do entirely and absolutely without any knowledge preceding that from Allah, without any writing down from Allah, without the fact that Allah is the one who created everything in creation. These kinds of people are mukadhibuna bil qadar. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, la yadkhul al-jannata aqun wa la mukathibun bil qadar. May Allah protect us. A major point of reference for us in this hadith is that disobedience to parents, undutifulness to parents, disrespect for parents, causing harm to parents, they are from the roads to Jahannam. They will protect, they will prevent the individual from gaining entrance into Al-Jannah. May Allah protect us from this evil. In Hadith number 55, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, وَرَوَى عِيسَى إِبْنُ طَلْحَ إِبْنِ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ عن عمرو بن مرة الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله أرأيت إن صليت الصلوات الخمسة وصمت رمضان وأديت الزكاة وحججت البيت فماذا لي؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من فعل ذلك كان مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء إلا أن يعق والديه. الإمام الذهبي here in Al-Kabair under Hadith number 55, he said, وروى عيسى ابن طلحة ابن عبيد الله. Isa ibn Talha ibn Ubaidillah was from amongst the scholars in the past Abu Muhammad al-Madani. He was reporting from Amr ibn Murrah, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, that anna rajulan qal, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ صَلَّيْتُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسَ, what do you think? Tell me what you think. إِنْ صَلَّيْتُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسَ, I am a man if I observe the five daily salat. وَصُمْتُ رَمَضَانَ, and I fast the month of Ramadan. وَأَدَيْتُ الزَّكَاةَ, and I fulfill and pay zakah. وَحَجَجْتُ الْبَيْتَ, and then I went for Hajj, to make Hajj. حَجَجْتُ الْبَيْتَ, I went to your house in Al-Kaaba to make Hajj. فَمَاذَا أَلِي, what will I get for all of these deeds? The man certainly was a person of Iman. So he has fulfilled the five major foundations of our deen. The first of them is what? At-Tawheed. The man was already a person of Iman. Radiallahu anhu, because he is from the companions too, even if his name was not mentioned here, he said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ صَلَّيْتُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسَ, if I observe the five daily salah, Salatu Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Salatu Al-Fajr, صَلَّيْتُ الصَّلَوَاتِ, it means that the man was observing them at their times, and he was asking if he observed them properly. That is when they are actually salat. Salat is properly salat. That's why he said, as-salawat, the well-known salat. I observed that salat well. Wasumtu Ramadan. And then I properly fast in the month of Ramadan. Wa adaytu zakata. I even have money. I pay the zakah, وَحَجَجْتُ الْبَيْتَ, and I go to your house to make Hajj. فَمَاذَا لِي, what will I gain? What is for me? What is my profit if I do this? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ فَعْلَ ذَلِكَ, anybody who does this, كَانَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ such a person is with the prophets, because that is what the prophets have come to invite to. They came to invite to Tawheed, they came to invite to Salat, they came to invite to Siyam, they came to invite to Zakah, and they called on the people to perform Hajj. This is the way of the prophets of Allah. So anybody who fulfills this, kana ma'a nabiyyi, such a person will be with the anbiya, was-siddiqin, and then he will be with those who absolutely affirm the message of the prophets of Allah to be true, and they follow them sincerely. These are siddiqun. Those who absolutely affirm the messages of the messengers of Allah as true, and they follow them wholeheartedly, these are siddiqun. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa shuhada, he is also with the shuhada, those who partook in wars, fi sabilillah, jihad, fi sabilillah. وَمَاتُوا عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and they passed away while upon the jihad, fi sabilillah. So anybody, ikhwa, let us note it. If you are upon sound tawheed, you observe your salat correctly, You fast properly in the month of Ramadan. You give zakah as due, and you make hajj. Anta ma'an nabiyyin. Allah will count you to be with the anbiya was siddiqin, and those who are absolutely upon the iman, affirming iman, was shuhada, and the matthias fisabilillah, those who were killed upon the path of Allah during a well-established jihad. Ikhwa, there is a point here. It means that these people are upon siratul mustaqim, because that sirat, Allah called it siratul ladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. So anybody who upholds tawheed, who observes salah, who pays zakah and fast in the month of Ramadan and goes for hajj, this kind of a person is upon as-siratu al-mustaqim, about which we speak when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, that ihdina as-siratu al-mustaqim. As-siratu al-mustaqim is the sirat, is the way of the Nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. As-siratu al-mustaqim is that path upon which the Anbiya were, upon which the Siddiqun were, upon which the Shuhada were, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So if you obtain these five foundations of Islam, anta ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada illa an ya'uqqa walidayhi. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unless that person becomes disobedient and undutiful to his parents. So if you are upon tawheed, if you are upon sound salat, if you fast well in Ramadan, you pay zakat, and you go for hajj, you will have a problem if you are an undutiful child. You will have a problem. Allah is still displeased with you. Undutifulness to parents or cook. The Prophet said, except illa an ya'uqqa waliday. Except if that child is a child that is disobedient and undutiful to the parents. A child who brings worry. A child who brings sadness to the parents. Unless that, if not for that, such a person who is upon iman, such a person who is upon salat, such a person who is upon zakat, such a person who is upon hajj, if he becomes undutiful to the parents, then such a person is not upon sound deen. His religion has a problem. It means that a major index to know the person's deen is how well he handles his parents. Oh, dear brothers, you have heard it all. One of the things that can make you go down in the chain, in the lines, in the ladder of iman, because iman is like a ladder up or down. One of the things that can bring you down the ladder is your relationship with parents. Ukukul walidain. When you are a disobedient child, when you are a child who brings hurt and worry to your parents, when you are a child who brings sadness to your parents, your parents think about you and they weep because you are a disobedient child. Some of the brothers and sisters have abandoned their parents. Their parents are crying. It is a major blemish in your religion. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is hadith number 55. He said, Ya Rasulallah, Araita in Salaytu Salawatil Khamsa, Wasumtu Ramadana wa Adaytu Zakata wa Hajjatu al Bayta, Fama Dhali, what will I profit if I observe Salah properly? If I pay Zakah, if I fast in Ramadan and I perform Hajj to your house, what will I gain? The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Man fa'ala dhalik, anybody who is upon what you have described, kana ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada, he will be in the company of the prophets of Allah, he will be in the company of siddiqin, he will be in the company of shuhada, except if he's a person who disobeys, who is undutiful to his parents, that can make him miss that company. This hadith was collected by Al-Imam Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, and Al-Hafiz Al-Mundhiri in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, he mentioned the hadith to be Hassan. After him, Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, he mentions the hadith to be Sahih. After him, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani, rahimahullah, he mentions the hadith to be Sahih. And after him, rahimahumullah, our Shaykh Mashur Hassan Al-Salman, he also affirmed that the hadith is Sahih. If a man observes Salah, he pays Zakah, he fasts in Ramadan, he goes for Hajj, he will be in the company of the prophets, the Siddiqeen and Ash-Shuhada, unless he's a person who is disobedient and undutiful to his parents. That makes us understand that undutifulness to parents is a major sin. It will burst your balloon of success. May Allah protect all of us. In hadith number 56, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, rahimahullah, وَعَمْ بَكَّارِ إِبْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ إِبْنِ أَبِي بَكْرَةٍ قَالْ حَدَّثَنَا أَبِي عَنْ أَبِي بَكْرَةٍ مَرْفُوعًا كُلُّ الذُّنُوبِ يُؤَخِّرُ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا مَا شَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا عُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُ يُعَجَّلُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. Here in Hadith 56, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, وَعَنْ بَكَارِ ibn Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Bakr. He was reporting from his father, he said, حَدَّثَنَا أَبِي, that is Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Bakr. And Abu Bakr himself was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Nufay ibn al-Haris radiyallahu anhu al-Thaqafi, Mawla al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kullu al-Dhunub yu'akhiru Allahu minha ma sha'a ila al-Qiyamah, ila yawm al-Qiyamah. All sins, all acts of disobedience to Allah, يُؤَخِّرُ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا مَا شَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will postpone what He wills inside them. That is, He will postpone the punishment for these sins. This sin, number one, this sin, number two, three, four, five. Allah looks at anyone that He likes. He will postpone asking you. He will postpone punishing the individual until the day of Qiyamah. Illa uquq al-walidain, except uquq al-walidain, disobedience to parents, undutifulness to parents, ikhwa, disrespect to parents. Call it disrespect, because one of the major things today is that children disrespect their parents. Ikhwa, do you know what can count as disrespect? Talking back at your parents. Your parents say this, you talk back. They say this, you reply. they say something, you look at them with one dirty eye, one dirty sight, out of anger. You are furious, as if you want to stand up to attack them. All these fall under what we are talking about. Allah can choose to forgive all your sins. He can choose to wait until the day of Qiyamah before he asks you about them. Illa uquqa al-walidain. Accept this your behavior. فَإِنَّهُ يُعَجَّلُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. This disobedience and disrespect to parents, يُعَجَّلُ. You will get the result immediately in this dunya. So it means most of what people suffer come from this category of sin. عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. He said, فَإِنَّهُ يُعَجَّلُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. The punishment is brought forward. Quickly, you get the result. Very quickly. يُعَجَّلُ. You get the result in this dunya. It will not wait for you. Allah will punish you in this world because of your disrespect, because of your disobedience, because of your bringing agony and sadness to your parents. This hadith occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. It occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Tirmidhi. It also occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Ibn Majah. Uququl walide. May Allah protect us. In hadith number 57, Al-Imam Al-Dhahabi said, وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said that لا يجزي ولد والدا إلا أن يجده مملوكا فيشتريه فيعتقه. لا يجزي ولد والدا إلا أن يجده مملوكا فيشتريه أو فيعتقه فيشتريه فيعتقه. In hadith number 57, this hadith is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and it occurs in the Sahih of Al-Imam Muslim. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, La yajizi waladun walidan. A child, La yajizi walidan. You would not have sufficed your parents. You will not have appropriately treated your parents. Appropriate treatment. You will not have properly paid back your parents. Illa an yajidahu mamlukan. Unless maybe one day you find that your father was a slave. Fayashtariyahu. You go and buy him to become free. فَيُعْتِقَهُ. You now leave him to become free. If a child finds his parent as a slave, you go and purchase him out of slavery, in the days of slavery. فَيُعْتِقَهُ. And then you free him to go. This is the kind of job that you will do to your father. You will be considered to have done something. لَا يَجِزِي وَالِدٌ وَالِدًا. This is when we say, oh, you really paid back something to your parents. You returned goodness to goodness. The scholars explained why it is like that. They say because a mother's giving birth to a child, or a father giving birth to a child, you are bringing that child from non-existence into existence. You are bringing him into life. They say the same way when a child buys his mother or father out of slavery. So it's like he's bringing them into life, as if to say when they were slaves, they were not alive. When you now buy that father or mother, you now free the child, the father. You are now bringing them alive into freedom. the way they brought you alive into existence. So that was why the two of them are near themselves. It also shows that freeing slaves is just like the reward of giving birth to children. Very, very big in terms of their rewards. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yajzi waladun walidan. It also means that if you have not done something like this, there is nothing that you have done to your parents that will be sufficient. If you have not found your parents as slaves, and you bought them out of slavery and made them to become free, if you have not done something like this, then you would not have sufficed your parents. So, oh son, the only thing your parents want you to do is to provide them food. When you provide them food, you have not paid back. When you provide them comfort, you have not paid back. When you buy your parents clothes, you have not paid back. When you buy your parents a car and build houses for them, there is nothing you do that will be in line, in category of them giving birth to you. Unless you find them as slaves, you bought them and you freed them. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yajzi waladun walidan illa an yajidahu mamlukan fayashtariyahu fayu'tiqahu. Unless that, otherwise, don't be carried away. Don't be puffed up. Don't let your head be as big as we say it. Don't become arrogant. Don't think that you have done too much. These days, children, when they are able to provide monthly salaries to their parents, they say, after all, I send you money every month. So what? So what? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yajzi waladun walidan. You would not have fulfilled. You would not have sufficed her. You would not have sufficed your father until you meet him as a slave. You bought him out of slavery, and then you freed him from slavery. That is when you will be considered to have done something. Otherwise, the fathers and the mothers, they still have a hand of kindness. They still have it over you until you are able to do this, the Prophet said in this hadith. This hadith was collected by Abu Huraira, and it occurs in Sahih Muslim. In hadith number 58, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, Rahimahullah wa anhu alayhi salatu wa salam. It also occurs from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. You would note that in the last hadith 57, al-Dhahabi wrote, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam, rahimahullah. He said, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam. In hadith number 58, he employed alayhi salatu wa salam. So the early Muslims, they bring the two together. Sometimes they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reference to the messenger. And sometimes they say alayhi salatu wa salam in reference to the messenger. I have been asked these questions many times. And I used to say that is how the scholars behave. We have seen it now being written down like that by Al-Imam al-Dhahabi. Sometimes it was sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And at other times it is alayhi salatu wa salam. So here it is alayhi salatu wa salam. He said bi isnadin hasan. The isnad of this hadith we want to read. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said it is hasan, sound, dependable, good. What did the Prophet say in it? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'ana Allahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. La'ana Allahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. The curse of Allah be upon al-aqa liwalidayhi. That person who becomes disobedient to his father or mother. or to his father or to his mother. If you are dutiful to your mother, it does not stop you from being dutiful to your father. You must be dutiful to the two of them. Your mother should not prevent you from being dutiful to your father. Your father should not prevent you from being dutiful to your mother. You must be dutiful to each of them. And each of them has a right upon you that you are dutiful to them. If you are not dutiful to any one of them, you will also fall in this category. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding people like you, La'anallahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. May the curse of Allah be upon al-aq liwalidayhi. That person who is disobedient, that person who is disrespectful, that person who brings harm, worry, sadness to his parents. La'anallahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. May Allah protect us from this evil. This hadith occurs in the Mustadrak of Al-Imam Hakim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. In another expression of this hadith in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal'oonun man sabba wa abahu. Mal'oonun man sabba abahu. May he be cursed. Accursed is he. Who is that? Man sabba abahu. The one who insults and abuses his father. Mal'oon. He is an accursed person. Ikhwa, all of these go to show that uququl walidain is from al-kabair. All of these go to show that uquq, disobedience, insult, disrespect, undutifulness to parents, all of these are things that Allah hates. May Allah protect us. In hadith number 59, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi, he said, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. This hadith was reported by Al-Bara' ibn Azib, radiyallahu anhuma. He said, quoting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that al-khalatu bi manzilati al-um. Al-khalatu bi manzilati al-ummi. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maternal aunt, bi manzilati al-um. She's in the status of your mother. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi, I think he has brought this hadith here so that we know that the younger sister of our mother or the older sister of our mother, these are the khala of a man. Khala tu rajuli, ukhtu walidatihi, the sister of his mother. That is our khala. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that kind of a woman, bi manzilatil ummi, she is in the category of your mother. Meaning that the way you respect your mother, the way you show kindness to your mother, the way you obey your mother, think of it and direct the same kind of treatment to your maternal aunts, your khal. Show her the same respect, khala. Your khala. Show her the same respect. Pay attention to her brothers, the younger sister of your mother, or the older sister of your mother. Pay attention to them. They are, like the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi manzilatil ummi. They are in the status of our mothers. May Allah protect each and every one of us. in Hadith number 60. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, Rahimahullah, the narration we just read about Al-Khala being in the status of the Walida. This report occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. It said, وَصَحَّحَهُ الْتِرْمِذِي. But the Hadith itself was reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari, Rahimahullah, and others amongst the scholars of Hadith. Al-Bukhari reported it, Rahimahullah, in a number of places in Sahih al-Bukhari, that Al-Khala to be Manzilat al-Umm. It has a story connected to it regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, and Zayd, one of the children of Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the time of Fathu Makkah. Ali ibn Abi Talib, the woman, during the time of the Sulh, the Prophet was walking out of Makkah. So the girl went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She started to say, Ya'am, oh my uncle, don't forget that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his own uncle Hamza is the father of the girl. So Ali ibn Abi Talib saw her when she was looking for the Prophet and calling out. Ali took her and handed the girl over to Fatima radiallahu anha. Fatima, this is the daughter of Hamza. Don't forget that Abu Talib, the father of Ali, was also the older brother of Hamza. So the girl is a cousin to Ali. Ali handed over the girl to Fatima. Don't forget the relationship between Fatima and that girl too, radiallahu anha. As Ali did that, Ja'far came, radiallahu anha. He said, yes, Ja'far, don't forget, is the younger brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib, is the older brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. He also wanted custody to take care of the girl. But his own wife is the maternal auntie, the khala of the girl. So Ali ibn Abi Talib and Ja'far, they are at the same level in terms of the relationship with Hamza. But Fatima was a cousin to the girl too, while the wife of Ja'far was the khala, maternal aunt. So by that, Ja'far is with the relationship of that girl with his own wife is closer. As for Zayd, he said, this is the son of my brother. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard it, he gave a verdict that al-khala tu fi manzilati bi manzilati al-umm. The maternal aunt is like the mother. So the girl was given to who? Ja'far. Because Ja'far had the closest link to the girl. In terms of him also being from the children of Abu Talib, who is a brother to Hamza. Don't forget that Hamza was killed in the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud. Hamza was killed in the Battle of Uhud. And that's about 5 years. Yes, about 5 years before this incident. So the girl was closer to Ja'far, because Ja'far's father too was Abu Talib. And Abu Talib was an older brother to Hamza. But don't forget, the wife of Ja'far was the sister of the girl's mother, Khala. That was why the Prophet said that. Because, alayhi salatu wasalam, it was based upon that he ruled that the girl should be taken care of by Ja'far. Ja'far has paternal relationship with her father. Then the wife of Ja'far is the maternal aunt of the girl. This was where this hadith was picked from, that al-khala to be manzilatil um. Al-khala, the maternal aunt, she's in the status of your mother. So don't forget, ikhwa, when you are trying to be kind to your mother, don't forget to be kind to her sisters too, because the Sharia places them in the status of our mothers, especially when our mothers have passed away. Let us not forget to ensure that we are dutiful to our maternal aunts, just like our mothers. May Allah forgive those of our mothers who have passed away, and those of our mothers who are still alive. May Allah grant them long life upon Iman and sound health. I think it will be convenient to stop here today. Bi-ibnillah, in the next class, we will read Hadith 60 to 63. Because of the importance of the discussions on Uququl Walidain, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he has mentioned 18 ahadith, 18 on Uququl Walidain. For us to understand that one of the things that can prevent a man from entering Al-Jannah is this matter of disobedience and disrespect to parents. For me, so far, a major hadith to take home is this hadith of Amr ibn Murrah al-Juhani, where a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, Ya Rasulallah, in sallay ara'ayta in sallaytu as-salawati al-khamsa, wa sumtu Ramadan, wa adaytu zakata wa hajajtu al-bayta, fama dhali, qala man fa'ala dhalik, كان مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء إلا أن يعق والديه. One of the things that can bring down anybody is عقوق الوالدين. Yes, you are observing Salah. Yes, you are Salafi upon the manhaj Salaf. Yes, you are Salafi upon the Aqidah of Salaf. Yes, you are Salafi upon the Ibadah of Salaf. Ikhwa, it will bring you down if you are a disrespectful child to your parents. It will bring you down if you are undutiful to your parents. It will bring you down if you address your parents badly. It will bring you down, down, down in your deen, despite all your efforts, if you are a bad boy to your parents. It will bring you down if you're a bad girl to your parents. I have always mentioned this. Some women now use their mothers as slaves. Some women, Ummahat, some of you now use your mothers as slaves. When your mothers come to visit you, when you give birth to a child, you begin to make them run around like nannies. You should fear Allah. Be careful so that you don't become an enemy of Allah far away from His mercy, because of the way you badly deal with your mothers. So likewise, many of us, brothers, some people, I repeat, have abandoned their parents in Nigeria. You jackpa, you are looking for greener pastures. Please quickly find means of regularly being in touch with your parents before Allah catches you. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hadith 56, that kullu dhunubi yuakhiru Allahu minha ma sha'a ila yawm al-qiyamah. All sins, Allah will postpone the punishment for them as He wills until the day of Qiyamah. Illa uquq al-walidin. Accept this matter of disobedience and disrespect and abandoning your parents. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهُ يُعَجَّلُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. This issue of disobedience to parents, quickly, quickly, you will get the result. May Allah protect us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah rectify all of us. Make us do good children for our parents. make our children good children to us as well. This makes me remember one of the reports from one of the scholars very recently in Al-Mamlakatul Arabiya. One of the qudat, one of the judges, was addressing other justices and scholars. And a man came to him complaining, Ya Sheikh, innabni darabani, O Sheikh, my son was beating me. What ruling will you give? It was reported that the Sheikh was looking at this young man until the man began to speak, repeating it. Yep, ya Sheikh, innabni darabani. The Sheikh continued to look at him. When he was going to reply, he said, Irji' ilayya. Come back to me, I think, ba'da yawmain, or in the next majlis. The man went away and came back. When he left, this sheikh, the rest of the scholars in the gathering wondered why he did not respond. He only told the man to come back. So the man went, he came back. The sheikh had told the rest of those who were on the seat that this man, I remember vividly that his parents came to report him that he also hit his parents 30 years ago. His parents, that man who came to complain, his own father also came to complain that he had hit him 30 years ago. And here he was 30 years after, his own son began to hit him. Ikhwa, many scholars say the issues of relating with parents. Sometimes it comes because the parents too had done something they had to take back. And sometimes it came because the children are becoming very disobedient. May Allah protect us. I'm saying this so that everybody is careful. Be careful how you handle your father. Be careful how you handle your mother. Because you can always get the results back. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, as for uququl walidain, fa innahu yu'ajjalu li sahibihi. It will not be postponed, you will get your results. So if you abandon your parents, don't worry. If you insult your parents, don't worry. If you neglect your parents, don't worry. If you're a child who, when your parents command you, you disobey them at will, don't worry. If your parents talk and you talk back at them, don't worry. Innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum thumma uwaffikum iyaha. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that innama hiya a'maluk, is just your deed. Uhsiha lakum, I'm gathering and recording them for you. Thumma uwaffikum iyaha. Later I will pay back. I will pay you back according to what you have done. So ikhwa, let everybody race towards at-tawbah. Al-kaba'ir requires tawbah. Properly signing out of the sin, determining never to go back, and absolutely regretting ever committing the sin in the first place. Fa'asa ula'ika an yakunu min al-mu'minin. Perhaps, after good tawbah, Allah will forgive you what you had done in the past. But as for thinking that you have a way out, uququl walidain is serious. We had read a hadith where the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la yadkhulil jannata aqun liwalidayhi. The one who is disobedient and undutiful, the one who is disrespectful, the one who is nonchalant, the one who abandons his parents in loneliness, la yadkhulil jannah. such a person will not enter Al-Jannah, and we have explained it. May Allah protect us. Abu Abdul Rahman.
Salawat alaykum wa shukr.
Ameen, ameen, wa iyaakum.
Question here is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Shaykh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah increase your knowledge and wisdom. Please, what about paternal aunt relationship? Jazakumullah khair.
I mean, some of the scholars said that the khala was mentioned because they are a people that the man may not quickly pay attention to. The maternal aunt was mentioned because people may not pay attention to it. They may be thinking that, oh, their lineage is the lineage of their father. That was why those people too were mentioned. Allahu A'lam. Every person who is connected to your father, every person who is connected to your mother, min birril walidain, from kindness and dutifulness to your parents, is birru ahli wuddil walidain, is to be nice to ahlu wuddihim, those that are in nice, seriously close relationship with them, even if they are not our relatives. How about when they are our relatives? For me, from being nice and kind to my father is to be nice and kind to his friends. If being nice and kind to his friends is from the aspects of kindness to my father, how about kindness to his own brother? Is the brother not closer than his friends? So these things are there. We have a duty to be kind to all those who are paternal or maternal relatives of our father and mother. These things are from the aspects of kindness to our father and mother. The thing went on and even included their friends. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu had a donkey and a horse during a journey. He saw a man who was the son of the friend of Umar. Umar had a friend, radiallahu anhu. This friend of Umar had a son. Abdullah ibn Umar saw the son, not the friend of the father, the son of his father's friend. He gave one of his camels, he gave one of the riding animals he had to the man. And then he made that statement that inna min wuddi alwalidain birru ahli wuddihima inna min birri alwalidain, from the aspects of being dutiful to our parents is to be dutiful to their friends. How about to being dutiful to their brother? How about being dutiful to their sister? La shakka anna dhalika min babil awla. That one is with a bigger preference. I hope that it is clear. Allahu a'lam.
Another question is, Assalamu alaikum wa shukran. Mothers like to render help to their daughters during pregnancy and after delivery. Some find it offensive if they are stopped from doing so. How do we balance that, sir?
Yes, if they are doing it, yes, do it. But to be sending your mother, mommy, bring me diaper. That is what we are talking about, and it is different from what is in this question. In this question, it mentions the basic rule. Our mothers want to participate. They want to help us. Sometimes when you know that it will be difficult for them, you have to do it yourself or get somebody to do it. Don't employ their love for it. and make them continue to do it, even if they may find it offensive, if you know that doing it is stressful for them. The scholars said to us that even when the parents don't tell us that we are offending them, and we are offending them, we should stop it. So if you know that it will be stressful for her, get somebody to do it, even if she's doing it happily. That only shows how lovely and caring parents are. So you don't now use it, start saying, grandma, please fetch water. Grandma, please clean the ground. Grandma, please, you turn your grandma, you turn your mother to cleaner and all of this. Please don't do that. The two are separate. Don't exploit the mama's zeal to help you to now turn her to your slave. Unfortunately, some women who like to enjoy these things, they are bad. When the same mama sends their message, they will not go. When the same mama wants something, they will not provide it to her. So please, there are two different things. Yes, our mothers like kids. They want to help us. They want to help us. Don't now turn that to an exploitation. You begin to send her to fetch water. You begin to send her, bring diaper. You begin to send her, stop all of these. Don't turn your mothers to your slaves because they like to help you. May Allah protect us.
Amen. So another question is, if we found ourselves guilty of not being dutiful, very dutiful to our parents, how do we rectify that?
Do we what did you say from, above the Rahman?
It reads, please, sir, if we found ourselves guilty of not being very dutiful to our parents, how do we rectify that? Do we seek
the first thing is to make tawbah. No. Tawbah ilallah, because it is from kabair. And every kabira, you must make tawbah. You must delete. It's not about astaghfirullah, no, tawbah. And the first thing about tawbah is an-nadam. Regretting ma fata min wuku'iha fidhamb. What had gone past in her getting involved in this thing, she had to regret it, wishing that it never happened. The second one is that al-azmu, Allah ta'uda ila dhamb. She has to also absolutely determine never to try it again, never do it again. You regret ever doing it in the first place, and you determine never to do it again. The third step is you begin to beg Allah to forgive you, and then you begin to do nice things. You change from being the disobedient, disrespectful child. Many children talk back to their parents today, talking back. Some will sigh or hiss to their parents. All of these are from Ukukul Walide. Just know when you are doing this thing to your parents that Allah is very angry with you. It can cause the earth to open up and swallow you. Go back to Tawbah. Go back. Go back to goodness. Go back to righteousness with your parents. Mend fences. Your parents are not people to quarrel with. Go back to your parents, brothers. Go and be a nice boy to them. Of course, as long as it does not mean being upon haram or the like of that. If it is not that they are saying that you should not observe salah or things that are clearly haram or the like of that, yes, you can disobey them and not follow them. But when they ask you for lawful things, they want you to serve them lawfully. You should keep company with them lawfully. Don't make them be lonely. I am emphasizing loneliness because I have seen, I've experienced it. One of the worst things children can do to their parents is to leave them to be lonely. It's a fast killer of elderly people. Allah will take care of you if you are like that. So unless you return to Allah in tawbah, return to إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. I think it will suffice as a class here about the Rahman. May Allah forgive every one of us.
Amen.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم.